Welcome to another Wisdom Wednesday. I'm so excited you're tuning in for a few minutes of knowledge because this week I pulled a special clip from one of my guests that I go back to again and again. Get ready for a knowledge bomb because this one is so good. Enjoy.
So the 10-year test is something that I still use, and it's something that was incredibly transformational for me, especially at the beginning of my career. And it relates to this notion, to this mantra that's almost as potent for me as my life mantra, which is everything is figureoutable. And that other mantra is this idea of starting before you're ready. For everything in my life, Amy, that is rewarding and challenging and meaningful and things that I'm proud of, I have always started before I was ready. So to give that a little bit of context, I think one of the biggest little lies that can hold all of us back is this notion that we're not ready yet.
Yes.
That we don't have enough expertise, that we don't have enough street cred, that we don't know what the hell we're doing, right? There's all these things. I have a family, I have this constraint, I have this limitation. I am not ready to X, Y, or Z. That could be to start a business, to start a family, to change your career, to make a change in your health or your fitness or anything like that. And so one of the things that has helped me extricate myself from the lie that I'm not ready yet is the 10-year test. So what is the 10-year test? The 10-year test is something that you can do when you find yourself being held back by this notion that you're not ready yet. And let me tell you the context through which I discovered this. When I was beginning my coaching practice back in my early 20s, one of the things that I discovered for myself was that I just didn't want to be a life coach or a business coach. From all the personal development work I was doing, I realized that there were these other aspects of my passions and my personality that I wanted to pursue creatively and professionally. And one of those aspects was this notion of dance, of wanting to be a dancer. Now, Amy, you have to get, I did not get trained in dance. I never took a formal dance class in my life.
Okay.
And I'm 25 at this point. So let me just paint the picture. A struggling life coach, hardly making any money, bartending, waiting tables, doing all the things that we do to keep a roof over our head and food on the table while we're trying to build our business. At least many of us do that, especially in the early days. And then I had this notion like, oh, and I also want to pursue dance, yet I have no experience. I have no training. And sadly, in the professional dance world, if you're thinking about starting when you're 25, it's a little over the hill. Again, most people who are professional dancers have been doing it since they were, 6 or 7 years old, if not earlier. And by the time they're 17 or 18, they are professionals going on tour or doing all the different things that professional dancers do.
Right.
So I had all this fear and like, oh, I'm not ready to do this. This is dumb. I'm going to make a fool out of myself. I should just really focus on, building my coaching practice and getting out of debt and all those kind of things. And I remember one day sitting down and thinking to myself, and this is the 10-year test. I sat myself down and I said, Marie, this is wild. This is crazy. You keep thinking about pursuing dance in some form. You're 25. In 10 years from now, will you regret not having pursued dance more seriously right now? Meaning, will 35-year-old Marie look back at 25-year-old Marie and want to smack the crap out of her for being terrified at that age? And Amy, when I asked myself that question, the answer was clear as day. At 35, I would absolutely regret not having at least given dance a try while I still had the chance. Does that make
yes,
sense?
Yes, it does.
And so there was this visceral body reaction that catapulted me out of the fear and the shame and the insecurity that I was allowing to hold myself back. I did the 10-year test again when it related to writing everything as figureoutable. I leaned into the future and I was thinking, okay, my business is really full. It's really successful. We've got all these things happening. We're really profitable. The team is growing. Do I really want to add something else huge onto my plate right now? And I imagined myself 10 years in the future still writing, and I really want to write my book. And again, I wanted to smack myself that I didn't do it. So I think it's a really simple way to help yourself get out of your own way by using perspective and what some people call in the personal development world, a little bit of future tripping in a really positive way.